President Bush used a speech before business leaders yesterday in Kalamazoo, Michigan, to lay out the need for large permanent tax cuts as an economic stimulus. Democrats have criticized the president's tax plan as too big and too generous to the rich. As Mr. Bush was addressing the business leaders, Senate Democrats were proposing a $300 tax rebate for every American taxpayer this year. That would inject $60 billion into the sluggish economy. Mr. Bush also used the Kalamazoo address to answer Democratic critics who have complained that the president's negative comments about the state of the economy risk making things even worse. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This was billed as a major policy speech by the president, delivered in a big industrial state hit hard by the last recession a decade ago, and which has begun to see its unemployment rate creep upward again. In recent weeks, Mr. Bush has described the economy as sputtering and as slowing. His press secretary this week said the nation is in an economic downturn. Yesterday, the president responded to those who say he's painted too gloomy of a picture.
See, it's the president's job to look for warnings of economic trouble ahead, and to heed them, and to act. I got elected because the people want the president to act, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
The president also made it clear that the slowdown began well before he ever took the oath of office.
The NASDAQ peaked a year ago, last March. The Standard and Poor's 500 did the same. The Dow Jones Industrial Average peaked 15 months ago in January of 2000. Since those peaks, the Dow has lost nearly 20% of its value, the S&P more than a quarter of its value, and the NASDAQ more than half of its value.
The way to address all of this, according to the president, is to pass his budget and its $1.6 trillion across-the-board tax cut. He said he supports making tax cuts retroactive in order to get more money in people's pockets sooner, but he also cautioned that substitute proposals being discussed in Congress that go into effect quickly but that lack his plan's size and scope are simply quick fixes. To really give people and businesses the confidence to spend and invest the money they save through tax reductions, the president argued that people need to know that tax cuts are permanent.
Immediate tax relief is good news, but tax relief that gets yanked away next year is not such good news. Lower rates do not stimulate much economic activity unless people can rely on them for years down the road.
In his remarks on the economy yesterday, Mr. Bush did stress that he has confidence in the nation's ability to come roaring out of its doldrums, his words, focusing on the positive, again, in response to those who say he's been too negative.
The world's shrewdest investors put their money in America. The world's best students come to study in America. And the world's most ambitious people come to work in America. This is an economy that has done amazing things. And it's on the verge of even greater accomplishments and achievements.
The president has toured the country over the last month trying to win votes for his plan in the U.S. Senate, which is evenly divided. Michigan's two senators are Democrats Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow. Their votes won't be easy to get. Neither attended the Kalamazoo speech. Michigan is also a state that the president lost in last year's general election and in the primary. So in places like this, it will be harder for him to create public pressure on Democrats to support him. Don Gagne, NPR News, Kalamazoo, Michigan.